Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, the 30th of August, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK or Geek Mummy, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm on my way into work. It's actually a gorgeous sunny morning with blue skies, but it's not very warm out there. So I have ditched the summer skirts and the sandals, and I'm into the work trousers and the proper work shoes again. It is a time of change in the family. Today is Catherine's very last day ever at nursery. As of next week, she's going to be a schoolgirl. I'm not sure it's all sunk in yet. John is getting quite upset by the whole thing, and I'm going, it happens. So I'm being a bit more chilled out about it than John is, but I think I did have a bit of a wobble when I got home yesterday and they'd sent home her last All About Me folder, which is it's a big A4 bound folder, and they put together one per year, and in it they collect all the very best pieces of the kids' art and observations against them, against the various things that they're supposed to measure at key stage, whatever it is that she's in. It's a lovely sort of catalogue of her last 12 months at nursery and what she's done and what she was doing 12 months ago and what she was doing recently. And when I got home and saw that laid out on my keyboard at home, there was a bit of a, I must say, I love that the nursery does that. I love that they bind all these things up into a proper booklet, because it means I feel a lot less guilty about chucking into recycling 90% of what they sent home on a daily basis. Certainly with Catherine, every day she comes home with a completed worksheet or something that she's done at nursery. And, you know, I don't have the space to keep them all. So I like the fact that they pick out the best bits and file them for me. That's good. I like that very much. So last day at nursery today. She took cakes in yesterday. I got her and John to bake some cakes on Tuesday, which was Daddy Day. And so they baked cakes and they iced them, and Catherine chose that she wanted green icing and sprinkles on top. So they baked and decorated some little fairy cakes, and she took those into nursery yesterday. I believe those went down very well. There were some left over, so we ate some. And today she's taking in a little card to say thank you to everybody at nursery, and she told us what she wanted to write in the card, and John just told her how to spell each of the words. So I think her card says, thank you for helping me learn my numbers and letters, love, Catherine, which we thought was rather cute. If you go over to my blog at geekmummy.com, I have actually popped a photo of that on my blog post today, along with a really cute thing she said last night, because last night we were sitting in her bedroom. I'd put David to bed, so John and I and Catherine all sat down in Catherine's bedroom, and we finished her stories and had a cuddle and started talking about, you know, last day at nursery tomorrow. And John said he was feeling sad about it being Catherine's last day, and she wanted to know why he was sad. So he kind of explained it that, you know, although he was happy that she was growing up, there was part of him that was sad because he likes her how she is right now and he doesn't want her to change. And she turned to him and in a manner very much, above her years, she said, "Don't worry, Daddy, don't be sad. I'll still be me, just bigger." And I thought that was lovely. So I wrote about that on my blog as well. So I think, you know, all indications are that she is fully ready for school. We're going to do a final try-on of all her uniform tomorrow, all the name labelling and everything, get that all sorted. Saturday we've got a fun day to look forward to. We're going to go out and see the new Thomas movie as a family, David's first film. And then we've got a birthday party to go to in the afternoon. And Catherine's school doesn't start until next Tuesday. So I didn't want to put her in nursery for just one day of September. So on Monday, John is taking a day out and he's going to have an extra special one last daddy day with her, where he'll probably do something special. Anyway, that's my 5 minutes. Bye now.